Hello and welcome to the Inquiry Teacher podcast. Today, I'm thrilled to interview Scott Ames Messenger, an educator and edtech entrepreneur who created the online curriculum and lesson planning tool, Common Curriculum. As someone who's passionate about improving the educational experience for both teachers and students, I'm excited to hear Scott's insights on the interaction of education and technology. In this episode, we'll be discussing his background, the inspiration behind Common Curriculum, and the impact it's had on the education industry. So let's dive right in. Hey, Scott. Thank you for coming on to the Inquiry Teacher podcast today. How are you doing?
Hey, my pleasure. Glad to be on.
It's great to have you. I know we've been talking back and forth for a while, so it's good to finally get together and have a chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So just for those of you, for the listeners who, you know, who aren't sure about Common Curriculum or about you, would you mind just giving us a quick introduction about yourself and how you got started?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah. So I started teaching in Baltimore City Schools back in 06, taught for 4 years, wrote curriculum with the district, kind of part-time basis, for the last 2 years. I was on the math team. So we wrote the first grade math curriculum and led professional development's monthly PDs and, around it. And so in 2010, I left to start Common Curriculum. I didn't know how to program. And so that last year teaching, I started, taught myself to code and launched it back in 2010. So, and then since then, been working on it and raised some money in 2012. And here we are today.
Yeah, so. Awesome. Awesome. So your background is in teaching then, yeah? So what subjects did you teach?
I taught, so my first year I taught fourth and fifth grade, and then, the other year, the rest of the years I taught first grade. And I was, didn't expect to like first grade at all. And I loved it. It was incredibly fascinating. The contents are far more straightforward than fourth, fifth grade, but the pedagogy I think is far more complex. You're dealing with kids who don't have the metacognitive skills yet, to describe why they don't understand something. And you're teaching them like mind bending concepts. In math, it's moving from, to multi-digit numbers. So, you know, 20 things isn't just like 20 things. It's like five groups of four, two groups of 10. And then in reading, you're teaching kids, it's not just letters and blending together. It's making words, making meaning. And they're both kind of really massive concepts. And kids, and when they're six, turning seven, are just really adorable. So, like the it's a fun age to be around.
Yeah, I agree. They are great. I'm teaching secondary at the moment, so I'm with the older kids. But early on in my career, I was with the young students, and I do miss them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. You do see a lot of progress, a lot faster with the younger kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I always like to ask educators or teachers that come onto the podcast is if you could be taught your lessons at school by any celebrity or famous person, past or present, for the whole day, who would that be and why? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like have someone, someone famous come and teach my lessons. Oh man. That's fascinating. I would love to, see the founder of, the Montessori, method, or curriculum. My, colleague, he's teach Montessori and I would love to see, how, see that person do it today. I think she had some really fascinating concepts that have been picked up by general education or public education. And so I just think that'd be really fascinating.
That's a great answer. Yeah, I think it'd be, you know, it's really good to see
from the expert in the field to be able to see how they do, because it's usually it seems a lot easier than it is, right? So being able to come up with a pedagogy for that's followed by so many throughout the world would be amazing to see firsthand. So yeah, great choice, great choice. All right, so let's talk a little bit about common curriculum then. I'm a user of Common Curriculum and I really enjoy it. So I'm great to get you on to talk about it a bit more. But so where did the idea come about? Like, where did you get this idea where you just was like, you know, there's a tool that I've got that I want to put onto the internet? Like, how did it start? Was it something that you you felt was missing that you envisioned that you would want to create?
Yeah, it was, back in 06, I was planning my classroom and struggling to plan out my units and my lessons, and just organize myself. And I turned to Microsoft Outlook and created like appointment calendars, and that worked well and, fine, except when stuff happened, like my students need an extra day in the lesson, there's a snow day. And I couldn't move them from like our Wednesday moves to Thursday. Like I'd have to pick up the lesson for Thursday, move it to Friday, Friday to Monday, right? And on so forth. So Outlook kind of kept me organized for the calendar, but it didn't help me respond to what was happening in the classroom around student learning. So I kind of explored other options. And then when I was writing curriculum in for the district and work with other first grade teachers, I had this experience where there's some great teachers that I wanted to know, like, what were they doing, right? Like day to day. I don't mean in the necessarily the minutiae, but like what unit were they in? How long were they teaching the skill? What's kind of the activity they did? I think after you've taught for a number of years, you can often fill in the blanks. But understanding and the pacing level, just where were they, was really, really important. And there's no way to get that information. There's no way to share the lesson plan. There's no way to just kind of in real time find out what they're doing. And the only options at the time is to upload your files to a sharing site, which was always an odd proposition for me. And people were like, this is the future. And I'm like, who has time? I don't know. This is a value subtracting activity. Every hour I spend uploading a lesson is an hour I didn't have to plan to live my life, to like, you know, eat, like whatever it is, like that had no value. So the idea of teacher collaboration, and this was back in the early 2000s, was based on uploading lessons. I was like, this doesn't work. This doesn't help us. What we needed, so I was like, we need a way to plan and just two things. First and foremost, it's got to be useful for the teacher without their admin asking them, without their friends using it, just by themselves. It's got to feel it provides lesson plan better lessons faster than Google Docs and Microsoft Word, then notes and sticky pad, then your old paper teacher planning notebook. It's got to feel better. And the second thing is if it does that, it's got to let you share, collaborate with other people. So I'm playing by myself. I can invite you, Matt, to like go and collaborate with me and see my plans, right? And maybe you'll actually copy the plans I wrote, but most likely you're just going to look and be like, oh, this is where you are. Oh, that's an interesting idea, right? And take those ideas back in your classroom. My resource I made, you might be like, oh, I'll use this worksheet or this activity. But I think a lot of the sharing that happens among teachers is less on the lesson plan and more kind of at the higher level, where are you going and how long are you spending? And at the bottom level, like, you know, activity or resource you're using. So that's why I created Common Curriculum, is to create, let teachers work together in a way that was really natural and actually made their lives better instead of a chore they had to do.
Yeah, and I really agree with about, you know, wanting to be able to to feel like you can use it on your own and that you have some sort of, you know, kind of connection with it. We all like to use apps and we all like to use software, but the ones that we enjoy the most are the ones that, you know, we have that connection. And when you use it, you can feel like it's a teacher that has developed it and has designed it, right? Because it's got everything that you would, you would expect to be able to use to make it simple, but also, you know, collaborative and documented at the same time as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So what would you say is different about Common Curriculum then to other similar tools that are out there? I mean, I've played around with a few, but I'd probably say that they've either gone away or they've completely changed, and there doesn't really seem to be you know, anything that provides what you have out there at the moment in terms of, you know, the tool and the integrations you can have with it as well.
Yeah, I think that the probably a three or four big things that really separate, that we try and make Common Curriculum unique. And the first one is that we really try and focus on being easy to use. A lot of time goes into making it simple and straightforward. And so for a lot of people that really works. And, every now and then we get someone who's like, this wasn't easy to use. And so we always want to like talk and try and dig into that and find out like, what was that? Right. So a very continual thing, that always trying to do. So that's kind of the first one, is that it's kind of the number one thing people say when, why they like it. So it's real easy to use. Second one is that the collaboration part is that whether you're collaborating with someone else and sharing all your work or sharing none of it, it's the same experience. You just write your plans. It's like Google Docs in that sense, is that you can share with Google Docs, and collaborate, whether you have an editor or not, it's still the same. It's just really natural to collaborate. And so we want Common Curriculum to be as easy to collaborate with as Google Docs. That's the second thing, the real-time collaboration. I see someone's characters show up on my screen when we write together. That's a big differentiator. And the third one is incorporation of unit planning into your daily plans in a way that lets you move units around the way that teachers do, where you can shift a whole unit and all those lessons come with it. That units as a kind of really helpful building block to develop your plans and be able to organize them, and as a way to shift around as things change. So, and then the fourth one is the sense that we want people to be able to get their work in Common Curriculum, but also ship it other places. Like we have a Google Classroom integration. We have a class website thing where you can post parts of your lesson plans to, and wanting people to duplicate, not have to duplicate their work right at all these different times, can write it once and have it go to the places you need. So this is kind of those four things are the parts that feel really, really make us unique.
Yeah, for sure. The mention in the class website, that's one of my favorite features. That saved me a lot of time because, we need to, where the school I work, we have to send out like a weekly message to parents and students and with the overview. Yeah. So, I just share that now, the link with, students and parents. And I haven't got to send out that email anymore. They just know that they can go and click on it and then I can share, you know, whatever I want from the actual lesson. I haven't got to share all of it. I can just share, the bits that I want them to see, which is,
Which is
a really good feature. I love that feature. And the other one that you mentioned is it's the bump feature, right? Where you can move everything down. And that's to say, because, you know, as teachers, things always come up. There's, you know, special activity days, there's last minute things that pop up. So being able to just bump everything down, just like it says, and it, you know, it's there for the next lesson and it pushes everything else down. It's, you know, seems like a simple thing, but there's nothing else I've used had that kind of feature where it would just, you know, simply just, you know, push everything around to the next date. So yeah, the brilliant features.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it's probably the last one is that it's kind of a bedrock of it all is that it's just really customizable. Is that the only thing we require lesson plans to have is the title. And so a lot of the other options out there, they kind of prescribe that you need a standards field and objective and the materials and procedures. And those are all great. But sometimes, especially if you're a teacher who, is used to writing their plans on a sticky note. You and you've taught it for 30 years. You don't need to write that much, you know. Like you just need to write enough to remind you what you've done before, what you've already put a great deal of thought into, which you have a very fantastic instruction for. And so we want people to customize in the way that they need to be able to write the plans they want to.
Yeah, and everything is searchable as well, isn't it? So you can search for particular activities that you've done. That saves a lot of time as well, especially when you're thinking of like warm up activities or plenary exercises and that type of stuff. Right, it lets you. To grab and pull those in, which is really good. So for those who are new to perhaps Common Curriculum and looking for a tool that similar to what you offer, how do you envision them to incorporate it into their week and their admin and their process? Like, how is it from you the creator? How is it that you envision it to be used to its best ability?
Yeah, if you're an individual teacher looking to get organized and spend less time planning, that you sign up, you create your plan book, create your classes, and then you'll kind of plan in the way you normally plan now. So instead of planning, whenever you're planning time, most teachers seem to plan based on usage, kind of Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Those are our highest usage days. And that means some people plan and they're done and they print out their plans. And that's it. That's all they need for the week. Some people will take their plans and then pull it up on their phone and then use it and like look at their phone as they're teaching. And so I'd say kind of like use Common Curriculum slots into your life where previously you're using what you're using to plan. And the nice thing is that's with you, wherever you have access to the internet. So you can pull it up in the classrooms right there. So I'd say this kind of like where it kind of fits in their life is that it instead of logging in Google Docs, instead of firing up Microsoft Word, it's opening Common Curriculum.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And it's, it's so easy to open up anywhere, right? It works great on multiple devices. I use an iPad in the classroom and it just loads like how it looks on the, on the desktop. Yeah. So everything is great for that. Talking about the some of the features as well, I think what also saves a lot of time for teachers is for those who need to use like specific standards as well, how you can put that on. I'll get onto the next point about being able to add standards, which is a really great feature. But the fact that the standards could be can be searched for was that straight out of the box, was like when you started it, or was that a feature that you introduced later on from it?
That was, I think that was one of the original we had back the beginning, or we added it. I think we had that at the very beginning, or we added it within a month. And originally it was just the Common Core. And then we eventually opened it up to add support for all 50 states. And now we have 1.2 million standards in the database. And we're working to increase that. And so we rolled out a new program this year where people can submit standards and we'll actually enter it for them. So if it's a state agency, then we will enter those standards. So try and help like even be even faster and have even more standards.
Great. Yeah. I teach in the IB curriculum. So, there's some of the standards in there, but I've added a few myself and the process was really, was really supportive to be able to do it and how to lay it out.
Yeah.
And to structure it.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. Yeah. So when we're looking at, Common Curriculum evolving, and where do you see it going? Was there any features that are coming up or the feedback you've received? Because spoken a few times with people about features, and I know that you have like a features log as well where you record everything. It's quite visible for everybody mm-hmm. to see as well. So I know mm-hmm. that you're very yeah. much open to feedback on its you know, on its direction, I suppose. But is there anything in mm-hmm. the works that you can tell us about?
Yeah, so we have features for teachers, then also some features for admins, and we've been spending the times last year working on the admin features. So we're going to start working to add more features for teachers and kind of like add those in. And the things that we, one of the things more immediate is that we'd like to polish up the unit planner. Has a number of just quirks that sometimes people run into in terms of it used to be smoother to use. And so we'd like to do that. And we'd like to do some other features that people have asked for a long time that we'd love to add, like adding the times to a yeah. class. So you can say this class is from, you know, 9 to 10:30. And then with that, being able to have a link so you can show it up on your Google calendar, and kind of pull it into your phone or something, kind of integrate other things. Kind of those type of features we'd like to talk about. One thing we're exploring, we're not really sure if we'll ever move there, but we're looking for input on it, is to be able to let people track IEP, the accommodations and modifications they're doing, or the goals that students mm-hmm. are working towards. Let them track that from inside their lesson plan. So that's kind of one of the other areas we're kind of looking at. I think probably this feature we'll have for teachers the soonest is going to be a more refined, more polished unit planning experience.
Yeah, I think the time feature would be great. Yeah, I know. I'm seeing on the log that's quite quite a well recommended one. So that's great mm-hmm. to hear that that's something to be looking at. That's great. Yeah. In terms of being in, you know, the position you are with the company and setting it up mm-hmm. and seeing it all develop, what are like your favorite success stories that you've spoken to in terms of like your user base about how it's impacted, the yeah. school or the districts that are using it? Is there anything that stands out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that probably two things. So one, it's really neat to get these emails from teachers who taught for 29, 30 years. And they're like, you know, the things I've used, this has been the most useful and just incredible. I wish I would have discovered it, you know, 10 years ago. I'm shocked at the number of teachers who will sign up a year or two before they retire. They have a system. They've had the system mm-hmm. for 40 years. And then they sign up for this and love it, which is great. It is. I am always just tickled to hear that people have a subscription for a year or two and then they call us and say, I need to cancel because they're retired, which is great. That it is something that works for people who, you know, were digital natives, so to speak, or people who most definitely were not and planned in paper for half their career. It feels that we built something that is approachable and to lots of people from lots of different backgrounds. And the second thing is to see in schools that have adopted it, to see the special educators and general educators able to be in the same plan book, is that we have one school that has was really into inclusion model for special education, and they all work together in a way that's really hard to do when you're on paper, when you have, you know, your Google Docs lessons spread across, you know, four different folders. And to see kind of those barriers come down and to watch schools kind of get into harmony in terms of what they're working towards and to be able to work together for students in a way that they wanted to, but was difficult because of the tools, is really satisfying. It's neat to think that we're able to help them unlock all that they can do for kids because we helped kind of pull down the things that were holding them back. So I'd say that those are probably kind of the two biggest highlights.
Yeah, for sure. I think that they're brilliant, brilliant stories to share. And I guess, like, you know, just from my user experience as well, you know, the actual, the planning, it makes it a bit more fun as well, doesn't it? To use a tool that looks nice and, it, you know, it's easy to move around and it makes that kind of, you know, just an empty, you know, Google document or a Word document that you would use. I mean, it makes it look a bit more appealing, you know, and being able to have that to, to show up. Definitely engaging for the students as well, because they like to have a look and to see, you know, what we're covering today. So it kind of saves all of that writing out on the board, what the objectives are, or, you know, it's all in one place and it's really accessible by whoever you want to see it, right? So it's great in that sense. All right. So what, you know, what tips or advice would you have to any educators that are, you know, looking to get started with Common Curriculum or considering to switch to a to an online portal to be able to plan and prepare classes?
I'd say that the biggest thing that we see people find success with, and I'd say this applies to any tool you use, is to be really thoughtful about what you need in what you need, and because most tools, and ours very much included, is pretty customizable, and certainly not all, but tools out there. But the teachers who have a lot of success are teachers who customize the templates. They use, we have a number of templates they can start with, but they're teachers who think, you know what, this is too many cards for me. I want to fill out this many parts of the plan, want to combine them together and save myself time. Or I need a lot more structure. I plan really long lessons and I could use even more cards. And I'd say that, like that the teachers who seem to feel frustrated are the ones who find themselves doing more work than they intend to. And when we're able to reach out and, or when they reach out and if they do and we're able to talk to them, oftentimes the solution is to help them pare back, to customize it in a way that, that works for them. I think there's, for people who aren't developers, aren't really comfortable with technology, sometimes it feels like you're being, you know, what you see is what you have. And the, and sometimes that is true. But a lot of the time, is that you have a lot, you have more control and more power and more options than it might feel like. And so I look for those in whatever tool you use and find a way to really see if you can adapt that tool to you instead of just trying to adapt yourself to the tool.
Yeah, great. Great advice. And what for like maybe school leaders as well, who are perhaps looking, because you've obviously got the premium features as well, which, enables you to create like a school-wide workbooks. I mean, how can, you know, how should they go about doing that? And what would be the benefits for those school leaders to use that package within their school, do you think?
Yeah, for we've seen for schools leaders, we've seen kind of three big things they want. And the first is that they're looking to, kind of help support all their teachers so that their teachers are planning each day in the way that the school kind of approved plan and that in the school approved template or has the look for us that the school wants to see or district wants to see. And so it helps them do that, is they can make sure everyone's planning in the way they want to see. And the second thing is it helps them do feedback and instructional coaching far more often, far more precisely than they were able to before. Is that we have schools where, you know, the admin will look in every Tuesday and look at all their plans, you know, spend an hour or two, give comments on all the or the plans, kind of point stuff out. And so they're able to see far more than, you know, twice, three times as much as they could before. And be very precise in their feedback. in a way that, again, they wanted to, but the tool was preventing them from doing the level instructional coaching that they knew they want to and they knew their teachers needed. So that's kind of the other thing. And the third thing is that for, this isn't true for all schools, but for a number of schools, that their admins really want to see them. They're a size of a school. They have like multiple teachers per grade level. And they want to see those teachers collaborating together. And often this is kind of rising from the teachers. They're trying to collaborate and struggling. And so they purchase Common Curriculum to let teachers work together in a way those teachers want to and support them, which helps the teachers reduce their workload often, which helps often the quality of their plans go up because they're able to instead, you know, use both to work together to do it. Which ultimately has some really big impacts for students. So say kind of those three things. So this school cohesion and teacher accountability in terms of that they're planning, the instructional coaching, and then the collaboration. So kind of those three things are the big reasons that school leaders adopt us.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And it definitely provides all of that in an easy way to, you know, to be able to oversee it as well. So it's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Scott. Well, you know, thank you very much for taking the time to join us and to share a bit more about Common Curriculum with the listeners.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Where can people, you know, find more information? Where can they contact you or follow your company? Where's best?
Yeah, commoncurriculum.com. That is the best way. You can always email us at support@commoncurriculum.com. You'll get emails from me after signing up. They're sent in an odd man system, but I respond and see them all. So do reach out. It's probably the best way to reach out. I'm also on Twitter, Scott Messenger. That's it. Yeah. Just go to commoncurriculum.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to come and join us and to share more about Common Curriculum. And I hope you know, a lot of the listeners will you know, give it a try and to see how they enjoy the planning process online and with Common Curriculum.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Scott.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks.